听力课堂，听 class.com。
Movie Salon presents Women in the Course of Time.
Of all the women in England, you had to throw yourself on her.I have never once objected to any of your affairs. I have accepted whatever arrangement you have proposed. I have raised Charlotte as my own daughter. But this... I have one single thing of my own.
I've never claimed to be a man of fine sensibility. But I've always known what I expect from this marriage and what I'm prepared to give. As a husband, I have fulfilled my obligations, but as a wife, you have not.
She's gone from Devonshire House, I hope.They're living there together. Georgiana, what have you permitted to happen?
I don't know. I don't know. Help me. Help me, please, Mama. Tell me what to do.
You must write to your husband and insist he send her back to whatever horrid little place she came from.
He will not. It is out of the question, he says.
Then you must return and resume your duties. Make him realize whom he loves. You will give up your politics and your gambling. For once, you will devote yourself as a loving wife and settle down to the task in hand, providing him with an heir. Then he will soon tire of her. You have no other option.
Then let us make a deal.
A deal?
Yes. I give you my blessing. If you will accept my feelings for Charles Gray. I didn't realize it at first. I thought that perhaps it was only a dalliance. You can make me happy.
A deal?A deal. I don't make deals. Why would I? I'm in charge of it all. I would call him out. I would challenge him. I'd put a bullet in his head. Are you determined to make me a total laughingstock? A man who cannot sire a son and then a cuckold? Are you his whore?
No. I can't see why you'd mind.You have Bess and three boys.
Three boys? Do you think I can make those bastards my heirs? Well, do you? You don't know me in the least, do you?
Yes, I do. We're a bad match.
I asked for two things when we wed, loyalty and a male heir.
Same as your dogs.
Mama, what are you doing here?
So, have you seen many of our circle in Bath? Is Grey here? By which I mean Mr. Charles Grey. Rumour has it that he is.
I won't give him up.
Georgiana.
Everyone has a lover.
Bess is the lover of my husband.
If you had shown some discretion, it might have been different.
Different?
The only good fortune is it hasn't yet made it to the papers.
My dear Grey is unmarried. He has no wealth, no rank. He risks nothing with this affair. The hazard is all yours.
Grey loves me.
So does William.
Yes. I love you.
How?
In the way I understand love.
We love each other.
I do not doubt it. He is a dreamer like yourself. You both dream of another world that does not exist, and it never will. As for reality, allow me to enlighten you. If you do not give him up at once, I will see to it that every home and every checkbook in this country is closed to him. He will be welcome neither in the halls of government nor in its back rooms of power. His dream of becoming Prime Minister and your mutual fantasy of a changed world will be dead as ash. And you will never see your children again.
I have written a dozen times a day. Still, there is nothing from you. What has happened? Do you love me no longer?
My personal feelings remain unaltered.
Then we must be together again. I want to marry you. I want you to bear my children, and I don't care if they are boys or girls!
I wish it could be that way.
It can. It will. Sorrows will come. However we try to avoid them, we must stay the course and never give in.
No, Charles.
You must leave and be with me. A free woman. Now, let us leave now.
I cannot abandon my children. Listen to what you are asking me to do.
Mozart found his calling at age 5, composing his first minuet. Picasso discovered his talent for painting when he was 9. Tiger Woods swung his first club well before his second birthday. Me? I was 8 when I discovered my purpose in life. I was at the St. Thomas Church next to the Hyatt Regency in Weehawken, New Jersey. It was my cousin Lisa's wedding.
All right, so what's your favorite part of a wedding?
Oh, that's easy. You know when the music starts and the bride makes her big entrance and everybody turns to look at her? That's when I look at the groom. Because his face says it all, you know? The pure love there. That's why I go.
Okay, so when you get married and you make your entrance, I have full permission to look at the groom?
Yes, please do. Please make sure the poor sucker is still standing there. Okay, February 12th, 2006. The Keller wedding. You wrote a column that moved me to tears. It was downright flat out the most beautiful thing I have ever read.
Oh, I don't remember it.
How can you not remember that?
I don't remember
it. How can you not? It was the anniversary of the father's death. The brother flew home from Afghanistan. You cannot fake emotion like that.
Oh, yes, you can. A good writer can.
No, you're not that good.
Nice.
There's got to be one thing about weddings that you like.
Open bar.
No.
All right. So when the bride comes in and she makes her giant grand entrance, I like to glance back at the poor bastard getting married. Because even though I think he's an idiot for willingly entering into the last legal form of slavery, he always looks really, really happy. And for some reason, what the hell are you looking at me like that for?
Are you shitting me right now?
What?
That's my favorite part. Oh my god, we have something in common.
Yes, well, statistically that was bound to happen.
I think you should just admit that you're a big softy. That this whole cynical thing is just an act so that you can seem wounded and mysterious and sexy.
Whoa, what was that last one?
What?
Did you say sexy?
What?
Do you think I'm sexy?
No.
It's okay if you do.
I don't.
You think I'm a little sexy?
No, I think you think you're sexy. That's sexy. The point I'm making.
You think I think I'm sexy?
Yes. Kevin? Kevin Doyle?
Oh, my God.
Okay. I just wanted to say that you were right about me. About all of it. I just didn't want to hear it. Especially not from you. Okay. Kevin, I've been waiting my whole life for the right guy to come along, and then you showed up, and you were nothing like the man I imagined. You're cynical and cranky and impossible. But the truth is, fighting with you is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I think there's a very good chance that I'm falling in love with you. So, that's it. That's all I have to say. I woke up and put on my 28th dress. I went to a wedding where no one asked me to hold the bouquet, fold a place card, or hold their dress while they peed. Everything was perfect, and I didn't care. Because right then, the only thing that mattered was the person waiting for me at the end of the aisle. And he was looking at me the way I'd always hoped.
So is this moment everything you'd hoped for?
No. It's more. It's much more.